something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Priesthood and Sacrifice.
Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter number 2 and verse 5. Ye also as living stones, King James is lively, are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. He says that we are living stones. What God's building, it's a spiritual house, he says. And each one of us is a vital member of that building. Stones, rocks. So you see, it wasn't only Peter who was to be a stone, a rock. Each one of us is a living stone. Hallelujah. Ye also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. We have a responsibility. We have a responsibility in ministry, a responsibility in Christ. And we should wake up to that responsibility. We are the ones expected to win the world for Jesus Christ. You know that? We are the ones to win the world. And we have to do everything that's necessary to reach the world. Our concerns must be His concerns. That is to say, what He's concerned about is what we should be concerned about. What He cares about is what we should care about. Otherwise, what is life but emptiness? Life is nothing without God's purpose. I mean, think about it. You're here today. Your great-great-great-great-grandfather was here. Where is he? He's gone. Then the next one came. Gone. Then the next one came. Gone. Then the next one. Until finally got to you. So question is, hey, what are we doing here? That's why Jesus said, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? So your purpose for life is very important. You should be definite as to your purpose for life. Why are you here? Have you found a reason for your being? Do you know most people live their lives without ever discovering why they were born? They just walk through life. Live an empty life, and all they think about is themselves. That's all they think about. I don't think of a worse life than the life of a selfish man who thinks about himself only. All his prayers are about himself. You, your family, your job. Everything's you, you, you. All your needs have to do with you, 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 you. That's an empty life. Live for a reason. Live for a reason. You know, sometimes I get concerned about the fact that in our nation particularly, there's almost no such thing as patriotism, you know. We don't care about our country. Terrible. Because we weren't raised to care. We weren't raised that way. So we don't care. So everyone who gets into politics or into government gets in for what he can get for himself. As a result of that, we bring that also into Christianity, where all we do is we think that, like I told you the other day, many people think God exists for them. They think God lives for them. All right? They don't think of the fact that they exist for God. They think that God is there for them. So when someone gets into a political office, we think, okay, now that you are there, remember us. And that remember us, you're talking about cousins and, you know, relatives. They all come around. And if he doesn't steal from the government to give to them, they think he's crazy. If you get into a political office and you don't make enough money to get out with a lot, you look like you're a fool. So people don't really get into politics or into government to do something for our nation. They get in there to get something for themselves. So it's become a culture. It's a way of life. It's a terrible way of life. See, the problem with it is not the country in itself. The problem with it is what you become, the character of your personality when you live that way. You become less than you were raised to be, less than you were born to be. You know, so when we bring it into Christ, we find ourselves doing the same thing. If we could use God to get what we wanted, we would use him. I've said several times before that if anybody in this country knew where to get the certificate of ownership for all of the land of Nigeria, he would have sold it a long time ago. If one person had it. It's a terrible feeling. I'm serious. Terrible feeling. Terrible feeling. The reason we are that way is because we were brought up to be that way. That's what I mean. We're consciously and unconsciously brought up to be that way. And so that's the reason for the thuggery. We have thugs to help us get elected, to make sure nobody votes. You understand? I mean, it's terrible. In many countries, they're trying to make sure that people vote. We have people here to make sure you don't vote. But you see, they don't know what they are doing to themselves. So let's come to this subject. Now, I said, what do we do for God? We want to get God to do something for us all the time. Oh, God, answer my prayer. God, do this for me. Do this for me. Oh, God, I need this and I need that and I need that. What do you do for God? What is your own responsibility? Oh, somebody says, well, my responsibility is to have faith to get something. Again, you want to use God. You're just having faith so that you can get God to do something for you. No. No. Turn again to 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. I read something to you the other day. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. You see that? He died for all. So that, now he says, he died for all. And if he died for all, then we all died. But then he died for us so that we who live should no longer live unto ourselves, but live unto him. Live unto him. You cannot just be a Christian to get God's blessings. You cannot just be a Christian to have your prayers answered, to have a nice life for yourself. No. You're going to have to stick out your neck for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul said certain things about his life while he was persecuted so much. He said he was persecuted more than the other apostles. He says, and some of the others were afraid to be persecuted. They were afraid to stick out their necks for the gospel of Christ among the Jews. So when he went to Jerusalem to visit, they called him. The other apostles called him. They called Paul. They said, you know, there are many Jews who believe and they are zealous of the law. And Paul was wondering, why are they zealous of the law? They're not supposed to be keeping the law now. The gospel has come. Christ has died. Christ has arisen. Christ has ascended. Why are they keeping the law? Oh, they said, you know, we don't want to stay up the waters. Now, what we want you to do is to shave your head and join those that have a vow. And so when you go to the temple, the crowd will see you there. And once they see that you are shaven, they will know that you also keep the law. And there will be peace. He said, it's okay. So he shaved his head and went with the others to the temple. When somebody recognized him, he screamed and said, this is Paul. He's the one that's been troubling all the Jews, saying that we should not keep the law. He raised his voice against Paul, and the crowd came and they took Paul. They wanted to kill him because of his message. They were zealous to keep the law. But the law had been abolished, and they wanted to keep it.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-927-94. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.